A Guide to Dressing Sharp for Fathers. All right, so I'll be very clear. This is one of my favorite articles, and one that I write from experience, which if you read the article, you're going to see I use a lot of examples in there. In fact, I even provide a picture of my family. And it's exactly true, everything I put in there. My life changed when my son was born. All of a sudden, it wasn't about me. It was about him. And it was unlike anything. I mean, when I made a commitment to the Marine Corps, yes, I signed a contract and I, in a way, kind of knew what I was getting into, but that was just me. When I married my wife, yes, many things changed in my life, but not as much as I thought was going to change. And I still had a lot of free time. When my son was born, when my daughter was born, when my second daughter was just born a few months ago, things change. And it's an amazing experience, but you're going to find that you lose a lot and dressing sharp becomes a lot harder. And the examples I use, it brings on the challenges. You're going to lose personal time. Any father knows this. I mean, all of a sudden, all of that time that you had to go to the gym, all of that time that you had to, you know, watch television, surf the web, that's going to disappear because you're going to find that you've got this little irrational person who wants not only if they're not screaming at you for something, then they're loving you and they want you to come play with them. And you've got to, you know, it's tough because you're going to miss things. I just missed the national championship football game. Well, there's a few reasons why I missed that, but one of them, my daughter wanted to play and I make that decision. It's like, you know, it was a boring game. Alabama, you know, defeated LSU 21-0. But in any case, it was, you know, I will never have this chance again. And that football game will go on. But my daughter is going to remember that I made time to play Princess Castles with her. So you expect to lose your time. It's not a bad thing. You're also going to lose personal space. This is actually, I think, a little bit harder because I'm used to just things being where I leave them. I'm used to having my office and to be able to put something there and to know it's not going to be written on. Just the other day, I went on and there was a whole page that I had taken notes on and I come back and my daughter decided to draw all over this and to make it, you know, it was very nice. I think she's got talent, but I wasn't hoping that it wasn't on that piece of paper. Now, I've learned that I try to keep everything electronic now with multiple backups on the cloud, so my daughter cannot yet get access to that stuff, but expect to lose your personal space. You're also going to have less control over your life in general. So you're going to find it's going to be that night before that really big presentation that your kids are going to get sick. And I know I'm sorry for you single guys out there, but you will be cleaning up, throw up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then again at 4 o'clock in the morning and holding your kids in bed and knowing that, okay, I'm either going to have somebody else do this presentation or, you know, my wife is going to have to find a way, even though she's, you know, doing all these other things and got two other kids to take my son to the doctor. And you've got to make those calls. You have less control. I think probably one of the things that I wish I could go back and change is I had a staff sergeant who had four kids and I was a single lieutenant. And I think I was a bit hard on him. I never understood why he was occasionally having to call up. And he was good. He would always let me know if something popped up. But I was always thinking, well, why can't you just get your wife to take care of it? And, you know, to those of you guys out there that are single men, I can't even imagine what you have to go through in terms of if you've got kids. But really, you lose a lot of control. And so today in this article, I'm going to be trying to give you a few tips on how you can do that and still, you know, be able to make your clothing work for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Before I do that, I'm going to be talking about why it's important. And this is really important. So you're asking yourself, what's the why behind this? You no longer represent yourself. You represent your family. And this is really important. I see this every time I take my son to school. I see the other parents. I greet them. Most of them, they seem like they're in their pajamas. I'm not always in a sports jacket, but I usually throw on a really nice sweater, a good pair of denim, nice shoes. It takes maybe an extra 2 minutes. I shave and I go there because I never know who I'm going to run into. And when people make an impression about me, they make an impression about my son and my daughters, and I want them to be able to hold their heads up high and never to be ashamed of me. At least, you know, maybe I'll embarrass them with, you know, telling them I love them in front of their friends, but it's never going to be because I just look like I'm a homeless person. Also, it's setting the example. So your kids, they do listen to what you say, but they watch what you do even more closely, and that's what they do. So my son, I find that he just picks up all of these things, and that he actually pays attention to how he presents himself. The other day, we went to an event, and he wanted to dress a little bit nicer. He felt that it was important, and I'm pretty proud that I don't even have to say these things. He just looks at what I'm doing, and he imitates that. And last but not least, your wife still cares how you look. I would have to say I enjoy it. My wife still takes care of herself despite, you know, we just had her third child. And even though, you know, after the third kid, she still finds time to go out to the gym to take care of herself. She eats very well. And that, I mean, that's why we've got a good relationship, because I'm still very much attracted to her. Now, you want it to go the other way as well, because you don't want your wife to be looking at you and kind of be wishing for the guy that was, you know, who he was when they first got married. You want her to be proud, you know, almost kind of look at you as a trophy husband. I know that sounds kind of bad, but it's something that you want her to be proud to be able to say, that's my husband. And, you know, just for her to be able to say that and not be, you know, oh, well, yeah, I know that guy. That's what you don't want that. Okay, so how can you look sharp as a father? Well, one, I would encourage you to get your children involved. I know this sounds almost kind of crazy, but perhaps teach your son, and maybe even, you know, give him a little bit more of the allowance, how to polish and shine shoes. It's something that you could learn at a pretty early age. I'm not talking about ironing or anything like that, unless he's a bit older, you know, but at the same time, you know, give people, make this part of the chores. You do the laundry. I don't know about you. Well, maybe your wife does it. In any case, I do the laundry in my house. And it's something that we bring and we get our kids involved. And we try to teach them at a very early point that we're a family and we stick together and we help each other out. Have your son treat your leather. You know, that's something, you know, wear a pair of gloves and little things like that. And you can do them together. And you can even make it fun and have a race. Select clothing that is dark and durable. Now, the reason you want to go with dark clothing is it's going to hide stains. It's going to need less washing. And when it is a little bit dirty, you just can brush it off and you can wear it and no one's going to be the wiser, as long as I guess they don't get up close and start smelling you. Also, make sure you use 100% cotton shirts that can be laundered at home with strong detergent to remove all the dirt and grime. Make sure you're spot cleaning all of your clothing. They have these like special sticks. I know Tide makes one that you can do a little bit of spot cleaning. And you're going to want to pay attention to what kind of a stain it is. I'll get into a little bit more about stains here in a couple seconds. Get dressed and groom yourself before your kids get up. So this is going to require you to go to bed a little bit earlier. But it makes such a difference when you have, and you can take the time to properly shave, to properly put your clothing together, to have it laid out the night before, and for you to get dressed in a non-hurried manner. Because if you're in a hurry to get dressed, you're going to miss things. You're going to misbutton things. You're going to perhaps spill something when you're drinking your coffee or eating your breakfast really fast. And next thing you know, you're not going to have the shirt you want or the clothing that you expected to wear, or you're going to walk out without having your shoes polished. Have an extra set of clothing at work. The example I use, which I didn't use in this one, but I'll tell you, it's a true story. My sister, I was over at her house, and this is before I had kids. I remember her, she was wearing this, I remember this vividly. She was wearing a purple blouse. She was holding my nephew Carter in one hand. She had just sent the other two kids to school. She had three boys, and I'm, you know, just saying goodbye to her, and she's just running out the door, hurried, and literally crap had leaked out his diaper all over her shirt, and she didn't even notice. And I just looked at it, I'm like, I was disgusted at the time. And sorry if you're eating, you know, not to spit something out. But literally, these things will happen to you. And you need to be prepared to, you know, have a change. Because what if she had already been on the road? What if she was dropping him off at daycare? And I know she has a change of clothes at work, or she did. And I'm advising you, when that happens to you, you want to be prepared. Have that change of clothes. Also, now we're getting into addressing stains and spills. The thing is, you got to act quickly, follow instructions, and make sure, again, you act quickly and be patient and perhaps do it again and again. So dirt comes off pretty easily, but things like ketchup, spaghetti sauce, vomit, those are ones you've got to act a little bit quicker on, because if you use, especially on something that has proteins in it, you don't want them to actually stick to the fibers. So address them quickly. And again, you know, you may have to do some of this in the work bathroom, but hey, that's part of being a dad. Okay, so note to you guys without children, if you listen to this and you don't have kids, you're probably thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to have kids. I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to give you that type of impression. Kids are wonderful. There's nothing better in my life. But the point and why I went into so much detail, guys, is I wanted you to understand that this is important. Just because you're a dad, you don't get some free pass that no one's going to judge you based off your appearance. I'll use the example of me as that stupid second lieutenant that was a bit arrogant. And, you know, I didn't even understand what my staff sergeant was going through. But I can tell you that he was always dressed sharp. He was always on top of the ball. And I respect him more now that I know what he was going through than I ever could have at that point in my career. So that's my challenge to you as a father. Go out there and really, you know, dress sharp. And so when other people find out that you have kids, they just won't believe it, because they won't even understand how you can make it happen. But you can. All right.